T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Can't remember where, but I just saw Ryan Cabrera somewhere.
Ryan Cabrera. We were just talking about him off the air, and I Googled him. He looks like an old washed-up Gavin DeGraw now. Who was another washed-up guy?
He had the hit song, and then he dated Ashley Simpson, and that was it.
Didn't they get married?
No.
God, that was no.
But they had a kid or something.
No.
Is the dirt about Ryan Cabrera? Can we talk about him for 2 minutes?
It's not far off. It's about a young kid pop star, Justin Bieber.
Oh, okay.
Not far off.
What about the Biebs?
So Justin Bieber apparently leaning on his wife, Haley.
Okay.
Amidst his difficult depression struggle. I'm like, should you be getting married when you're in the heavy depression struggle?
I don't know.
Are you in the most healthy place to make decisions?
Is he talking to people professionally as well as the question? Does he also have a therapist? Is he also, you know, talking to a doctor and talking to people outside
of his pastor?
Yes.
I'm hoping he's getting medical help as well.
Yes.
But, you know, they said he's been seeking all the help he can get. So I'm assuming that means all of the above.
That's positive, right?
I'm hoping
an issue. And
including with his wife, which is good to talk
with. Yeah, that's what they said. He surrounded himself with people that love him the most, like his pastor and Haley Baldwin.
Yes.
Well, so
it's like surrounding yourself with your grandma. Your grandma's always going to say that you're the best player at the band pageant, you know?
Exactly. Uh-huh.
No, they're always going to tell you the things you want to say, the things you want to hear. Well, so that's why it's good to have a third party that's like an unbiased opinion. Yeah. So somebody else in there. But
he's got to deal with, and a pastor isn't an unbiased opinion. I'm sorry.
Right.
Because they know both of you.
I hate
to break it to you quite well.
You know, Bieber's life is about to change forever, you guys.
How is that?
On Gibbons. March 1st, he turns 25 years old.
Yeah.
And you know what the first thing he's going to go do is, right?
Strip club?
He's going to go rent a car. Dude, turning 25 was the greatest thing ever.
That's right.
Road trips are totally different. I don't have to use my car for a road trip. I can rent a car
now. It's the last age to look forward to.
Seriously.
You're talking about a kid who probably had a Lamborghini at 16. You think Justin Bieber cares about renting a car?
I'm just saying.
The normal average kid.
Therapy. Everything's boring now. He's done everything in the world.
That's kind of sad, but true at the same time.
Get your pilot license then. Do something different. Learn a new hobby.
He's probably flown a damn plane by himself, you know?
I know he's in really high, so maybe so.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Stay good, Justin Bieber.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. How many times did you clear your driveway?
Three.
Three times?
Last night at midnight. I'm just exhausted. I'm over it.
Last time at 3 o'clock this morning.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
it was either get up early or stay up late. I stayed up late.
Yep.
I'm now regretting it.
I agree. One of the two. I chose to stay up or get up early. I don't know why.
Because
I'm odd.
You're the only one I know that doesn't like to sleep in.
Yeah, seriously.
Nope. I like to get up early, get
you
moving.
You and all the early bird people in their cars right now, you weirdos.
I know.
I only get up because I'm forced to.
Uh-huh. We're a strange breed. And I'm amazed that I made it up this morning because I was up late watching This Is Us. It finally came back. It was gone for 2 weeks. It was supposed to come back last week, but then they had the State of the Union, so it got screwed.
Oh,
come
God.
On, man.
You would have gotten smarter from watching This Is Us.
I know.
Let's be real.
I felt better and warmer in my heart watching This Is Us than I did watching the State of the Union address.
Yeah.
It was so good. I teared up last night. It was so good. It was a really good episode of This Is Us. I'm so into that show. It's amazing.
You really are.
A lot of people are.
I'm so into it. I'm glad it's back.
That's awesome.
It's an emotional investment, though, man.
It is. I mean, it really is.
It brings you to tears on a
TV show
night.
Well, then I'll tell you my good news, and I'll just bounce it off of yours.
Sure.
I started The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, which is, you know, freaking amazing.
Did you get deeper than I did? I only got like 2 episodes in. How far are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm farther than that. I'm still in the first season, but yeah, I'm going to watch it all. It's so good.
Yes.
I mean, and it's so weird.
The premise behind it is
The world essentially gets taken over. It'd be like if America got taken over slowly and we weren't paying attention, and then all of a sudden it went to a dictatorship, let's say, Gibbons, ironically. And I said it's ironic with everything going on in the world.
Yeah.
But I said, so basically they take it over, and all the naughty, naughty girls in the world, which is literally just a modern woman, were basically arrested and taken in. This is what The Handmaid's Tale is about. So all the handmaids are these naughty women from the past before the government took them over, and they now are nothing more than baby making machines for couples. So they're brought to a house.
Jeez,
they're like beaten, brought to a house, and then they have sex with the husband while the wife watches. And it's The Handmaid's Tale is so sickly deep.
Yeah. Jesus, man,
it's so intense. Like no kids, no nothing. But
for real,
I might get back into it. I only watched a couple episodes, and I got away from it, but I. You're making me want to watch it again.
A handmaid, based on the movie, is a woman who's literally having sex with the husband while the wife watches so she can get pregnant. And then she is forced to give her own baby, her own baby, to the couple. Are you with me? It's creepy, but it's a good show.
I was today years old when I learned it's The Handmaid's Tale and not The Henmaid's Tale. I thought it was H-E-N, A Handmaid's Tale.
Henmaid's.
I swear to God, this entire time, I thought it was Handmaid's Tale.
That's funny.
Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is yesterday I got saved by an angel, you guys.
Oh, really?
Driving home from work, about to turn into my driveway, right? And I'm on the phone with Mama G, and she's just complaining. I'm like, Mom, I got to go. Go to turn into my driveway, and I hit a giant, giant pile of snow. Oh. They had plowed my street, and I wasn't thinking, went right into the snow, right? Uh-huh. So I'm stuck. What am I going to do? I'm trying to push the car while it's in reverse. Nothing's happening. Some random giant dude in a big-ass truck pulls over and goes, you need a hand? And I was like, yes, I need a hand. And he goes, I'll push you, dude. Just sit in the car and hit a reverse and hit the gas. I sat in the car, hit reverse. The guy pushed me out.
That's awesome.
Nice. Saved my life. I'd have still been stuck.
People helping people. Look at that. Still good humans out there. It's good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Excuse me.
Jeez, Riggs. Be professional.
Riggs goes, the snow is gone. And as he's saying that, I get a notification from Channel 4, TMJ, that says, flurries early and then clearing.
Come on, man.
No, they're just talking about it. It was just funny because he goes, no snow. It's like an alert. Flurries today.
Flurries. Damn it. Yes. Oh, I got the same thing. Son of a bitch, really?
Come on, dude.
You're no meteorologist. Let's just leave it at that.
I'm no Mark Baden. No.
No. No, you are not.
No. Do I talk? I wanted to talk about it. I want to talk about it. The Black History Month thing.
If you want to talk about it.
I'm blown away because you never want to talk about politics or anything, and then you pick the heaviest story of yesterday.
I don't feel like it's the heaviest story of yesterday. I think there was more heavier stories yesterday. The Esquire magazine was heavier, if you want to go deeper than that.
Oh.
Well, go ahead. I didn't hear anything about that either.
You didn't hear anything about that?
No.
Oh, Esquire magazine, there's a kid on the cover. It's a white kid from West Bend, Wisconsin, right? And it says about how tough it is growing up being a white kid in the Me Too movement and with Trump America and all this stuff. But doing that on the cover of Esquire magazine during Black History Month was obviously a slap in the face to a lot of people going, why would you do this article in February during Black History Month?
Why would Esquire say?
Magazine. Esquire says that they're defending it because they said it's showing a different aspect of things. I guess they're not seeing why people are upset about it. They're just going to defend it because they're saying, well, we're putting out another perspective. Which, okay, I understand you want to show a kid's perspective of it or a conservative's perspective of
always feeling judged. Yeah, but then some other little racist kid's going to read that and think his opinion's okay.
Right.
That's the problem.
And a lot of what young kids think is what their parents feed to them. So this kid just regurgitating whatever.
Racism isn't, you're not born with it.
Learned.
No.
It's taught. It's learned.
It's learned.
You're not born racist. It doesn't happen.
Oh,
so
my God.
There was that. But the Colin Kaepernick thing also. In Madison, they voted to have a bunch of black leaders for Black History Month, and they removed Colin Kaepernick's name from the list. Like, he was the only one that they removed. They put Mandela Barnes, the new lieutenant governor, is on there now, and Vel Phillips, who was the first black secretary of state.
What do you mean
state.
They added a bunch of leaders to, what
they
does
were,
that mean?
They were recognizing black leaders for Black History Month, but they had a list
in
of
Wisconsin.
Them. In Wisconsin, yes.
Got it.
And so Colin Kaepernick's name was removed by all the Republicans who were all white dudes. So I just found it was fascinating that was the one name that was taken down. It was like, who are you to tell people who they can or not can't choose
and
as a leader?
And what did everyone say when they took Colin Kaepernick off the list?
They would have what now?
What did everyone else say?
Well, people are obviously pretty upset about it. They got the people on one side that are saying, this guy stands up for social justice. You know, he's then the other people that are saying he disrespects the flag and he disrespects the nation, which has nothing to do with that at all. I'm sure he's a patriotic guy and he supports the troops in every way possible. possible. Yeah. He was making a statement. He was standing up for something. So
yeah.
I don't see why he can't be recognized, but I think it's a matter of checking your white privilege at the door and letting people, you know, recognize who they want to recognize, especially during Black History Month.
Yeah.
That's just my two cents.
Amen.
So essentially it's like the equivalent of like White History Month and then Black people telling us who we have to honor.
Uh-huh.
That is really crazy when you put it in perspective like
when you read the article
or Women's History Month and dudes are trying to tell
you're
us
not allowed to, you're not allowed to do Marie Curie because she invented the x-ray and that gives people cancer. You're not allowed to
honor the woman that invented the birth control pill because some people don't agree with birth control.
Yeah, see, that's what it's like.
Slippery
slope. It's very slippery, but I thought it was a fascinating story. But for some reason, they both struck a chord with me yesterday.
Man.
And the fact that kid on Esquire magazine is from West Bend, I was like, what?
Come on, man.
It's crazy. Come on, no hate.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hey. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Travis Scott better not ever cancel a show again or people will lose their damn minds.
Yeah, dude.
I think he was just tired after the Grammys and after Stormy's first birthday party all the things he was doing over the weekend. No, Travis Scott had to cancel his concert in Tulsa an hour and a half before the show was supposed to start. Wouldn't people be in the venue?
Yeah, doors are usually two hours before the show.
He tweets out, Tulsa, so sorry I can't perform at tonight's sold-out show. We had last-minute production issues and I can't give y'all an incomplete show. Rescheduled March. All tickets still valid. Everyone get home safe. Well, people were not happy when they found out that the Travis Scott, even though they were going to come back, they were pissed because they were ready to see him.
Well, you think about it. You're at the venue. You've already paid for parking. You probably went out before the show with some friends for some drinks. I could see the frustration for
probably
sure.
Took the next day off work.
Uh-huh.
had to use pepper balls.
Jesus.
Pepper balls.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you throw them out. It's like pepper spray, pepper balls, and to disperse the crowd.
Oh, my Lord.
People were mad. It was sold out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at a picture.
Scott couldn't go.
A picture in front of the venue. There's a big neon sign in front that says, postponed. The show is rescheduled for March 25th. And here's people yelling out front.
Oh, geez.
Can you hear them? You can't really hear them. There's just people chanting, let us in. But it says really big, postponed in pink letters above it.
Oh my God, he rescheduled, you freaks. What are you saying?
He's coming back in March, like less than a month. You're going to be fine. Go home.
Get a life.
Hey, if I already paid for parking, I would be pissed off. I don't know that I would rage like these people.
They're not going to charge you twice for parking if they canceled a show. There's just no way.
Would you be upset? Yes.
I would hope not.
Are you going to riot?
Does the venue want the worst PR experience of their life? Charge everyone for parking for a show that didn't happen? No, they got refunded, I guarantee. Yeah.
By the way, Travis got coming to Fiserv Forum February 22nd. Tickets, you can win them tonight during the Top 8 at 8 with DJ GA on 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
Dude, if you are a stay-at-home mom.
What about stay-at-home dads, by the way?
Stay-at-home dads too, but this is specifically for stay-at-home moms because this is what I've seen.
Yeah.
If you're a stay-at-home mom with a douchebag husband who doesn't help, this is for you.
Yeah.
So I like following our listeners on Snapchat, right?
Yeah.
I like to keep up with them like they keep up with us. We have little conversations back and forth. It's fun.
Yeah.
So like 2 weeks ago when we had the snowpocalypse, I'm watching this this listener's Snapchat story. We'll call her Becky just for the sake of argument, right?
Okay.
I'm watching her Snapchat, and she shows that she's got this giant mountain of snow outside of her house.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next snap is everything completely cleared with just a shovel next to it. And she says, all by myself.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, she's got a husband, a partner who I think would try to help. Yep. So I reach out.
She couldn't be capable of shoveling by herself. God forbid.
She totally is. But I'm saying you should have somebody, like if you're in a relationship, you help. Me and my girlfriend, we snowblowed and shoveled yesterday together. It was an activity that we did together.
Let me show you on my hand.
In the first year of your relationship. In 5 years, let me know.
Okay. So if you were a stay-at-home mom.
Yes. My best friend is, and she shoveled. While her husband went to work.
I'm a modern woman, dude.
I'm sorry. Like, she took her kid outside. They shoveled together, and that was it. Now, I get it. You're saying, why isn't the dude shoveling for her?
So I reached out.
You didn't shovel for Aaron. You both shoveled. So, technically,
I was out at 4 o'clock in the morning yesterday shoveling.
Well,
and then
you just
we
talked about how you did it together,
well, that
right?
was last night. That was yesterday.
I can count on one.
I don't know where we're at in the story, then.
I can count on one finger how many times my wife has helped me shovel.
Zero?
Or snowblow. Zero. Yes, never.
her or why.
That's not her thing. So this, so she did it all by herself.
And I said,
what was her, is her husband a jerk to her?
Yeah, because I said, like, why doesn't your like husband help out? Why don't you? She goes, I ask him to help out. He says, I work all day and pay the bills. This is your job. That's on you. And didn't get a snowblower. She's out there with a shovel with 2 feet of snow on the ground. She's got four kids.
Okay, I get it. You're mad, but are you mad or is she mad?
Because she's mad.
If you're the only one mad, who cares? Because my point is, my friend that shovels, the stay-at-home mom, she's not mad about it. She just does, that's just how they work.
Well, this girl's pissed off. I've talked to her. She's angry about it.
She's been seeking out help, and he's reluctant to help at all because he says that I do all the work.
Which is a classic stay-at-home like mom, the response they get from the husband.
I pay the bills and you take care of everything else.
It's the old school chauvinistic male thing. Like, I make all the money, I pay all the bills, you can do the other house things.
I'm working so hard, I don't know what you're doing all day.
And I see this woman from 6:30 in the morning getting three or four kids up for school to taking them to school to running around doing errands for the kids while they're at school, picking one up after school, running to this activity, running the other one to the other activity, and then the woman doesn't stop till 8, 9 o'clock at night. Yeah. She gets home from doing all this running around and then she's got to shovel everything.
Have you just met the modern woman called a mom/worker/... I mean, this is every woman that don't stop till 8 o'clock at night. Welcome to our lives.
But have you met somebody with a partner who gave a damn and wanted to help out and didn't just leave her out there?
Look, I can understand where you're coming from, Gibbons,
because
you want him to be more supportive, and you would think that a guy would be like, you know what, you do a lot of stuff, let me clear the driveway for you, at least do something, because if I'm not doing anything else, I'll go clear the driveway and help someone out. You want him to be able to do that, and you don't understand why he as a dude isn't doing that with his woman, and
exactly.
I understand that. That makes sense.
Jerk.
But understand on the other side of the coin, where like Allie's coming from, like women are like, I got this. I'm fine. I'm holding down four kids.
I own a house by myself.
Yes.
I snowblow and shovel everything by myself. I don't ever go, why isn't anyone helping me? I'm not saying he shouldn't be helping his wife, but I'm saying let's not act like as women we're not capable of doing the same damn thing as you guys, or else we can't come out and say, what make us equal? Like I can snowblow my driveway just like everyone else. I'm fine.
You want equality? Yeah, you can't complain about equality and then say that at the same time. That makes sense.
And then say, but she needs help. That's not fair. She can't do all that alone. She needs help. He can do it all alone, but not her.
Oh,
listen to yourself,
boy.
Dude.
Girl power, man. Girl power.
Yes.
Right there.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So last week, Officer Matthew Rittner was shot and killed during they were doing an arrest warrant. The house, the guy ended up shooting him through a hole in the wall from the door, didn't know it was a police. There was a funeral that's happening today around 47th and Valete, and do a little patrol around there by the fire station and the naval area, and then they go back west and finishes up in Brookfield. Large, long funeral procession that'll be happening around 4:30, between 4:30 and 5, I would think.
But if you're on your drive home during rush hour, you're going to be like, what's going on? Well, now you'll know.
And sadly, we have a reference point of what these processions are like and what they do to traffic, because we've had three of them in the last 6 months. It's just sad.
Yep, three of them in the last 8 months. And today would be his 36th birthday.
No way.
Which is crazy. He was a week short of his 36th birthday.
Oh,
so.
My God.
That happening today, and the procession starting around 4:30. They say that could be a little flexible depending on how long the visitation goes down in Oak Creek, because it could go a little long. I'm assuming there'll be a lot of people.
Packed.
Yeah,
but that's from
packed.
9 to 1, and then afterwards the procession. They said starting at 4:30 for Officer Matthew
Rittner.
When you
have a cop or a firefighter, they're already packed because they're huge in the community, right?
Yeah.
And then to have it a public story as well.
Yep.
I mean, yeah.
So you've got the public that wants to come as well, the private sector and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Wow.
R.I.P.
All right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so why did Cardi B delete her Instagram?
Oh,
well,
no.
She was over the drama after the Grammys. So, you know, she won Best Album. Ariana Grande goes nuts because Mac Miller didn't win, which, Cardi B still should have won, whether Mac Miller was dead or alive. So that made it awkward.
Yeah.
Then BET Somebody at BET tweets out a tweet kind of throwing down between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj.
Oh, no.
Dragging Nicki Minaj. But the ironic thing is Nicki Minaj is playing the BET Awards in June.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. And the actual tweet that BET sent out was, and I quote, "Meanwhile, Nicki Minaj is being dragged by her lace front," like saying Cardi B's like schooling her because she won Album of the Year. So yeah, so move on. Nicki Minaj drops out. Lil Wayne drops out of the BET Awards because they're so pissed.
Yeah.
BET apologizes, says we did not. This doesn't represent how we feel about Nicki Minaj or Cardi B. Yeah. Clearly, some dummy put this out with some intern. But then Cardi had just had enough, and she said, "It's not my style for people to put other people down to uplift somebody else. That's not my type, and that's not what I'm with. I don't support that."
Yeah.
So she just kind of went off and then deleted her Instagram. And she said, "I'm seeing a lot of BS today, and I saw a lot of bleep last night. I'm sick of it. I work hard for my bleeping album,
dude."
She said, "I slept in the studio when I was pregnant." She's like, "I worked around the clock." Basically, screw you all, and then deletes her account.
Now, what if this leads to her being pissed enough that she backs out of the awards, and then BET's got no headliner?
She's not
going
to back out.
Probably not.
She doesn't have a reason to back out.
No.
True.
Nicki Minaj has a reason to back out.
Now, did she delete it or think she's just taking a breather? Because Cardi B's stories were hilariously entertaining.
I hope just a breather.
Oh, my God. Her posts are hysterical.
When she's talking about drying out her little lady parts, it went viral. I don't know why. It made me laugh.
I'm looking right now. I'm like, well, I don't see her Instagram.
I am Cardi B. Nope.
She's a trip.
She is a trip.
She'll be back.
Unless I'm missing it. She will definitely be back. I mean, come on.
She's putting pause on the Insta. It's fine.
She'll be back because social media is how they stay alive.
Yes, exactly.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, missed connections. From Craigslist.
Craigslist. Hey, boy. This is a mail for a mail misconnection.
Oh.
Unlike yesterday's, where Allie, did you ever find your Walmart lover?
No.
Never
heard from him.
All right.
Hottie at the Menominee Falls Walmart. Good talk.
We'll see if it happens.
It could happen.
There's still time.
Well, I mean, I did do it on a snow day. Yes. Probably wasn't the best day to reach out and find the love of my life from a Walmart self-checkout.
Dude, just go put it on Craigslist like this dude. He says, a mail for a mail. He says, "I made love to a Latin mechanic and I desperately need to find you. Ooh. You work at a major chain where they give great lube jobs. I'm not going to say where or what location because I don't want you to lose your job. Let me just tell you, if this got out, you would lose your job because it all happened so quickly. The store was closing and you were the last one there. I told you that I was into medical play. After that, I explained that to you and you became very turned on by my medical play fantasy. My wife has no idea that I like men." Oh, come on.
Dude.
"If she knew that I liked getting my oil checked by hot mechanics, she might leave me. We can't have that. She's the breadwinner, and I don't want to lose my nice lifestyle."
Oh, come on, dude.
"We messed around in a customer's car, which was so hot.
Oh.
I can't go back in the store for reasons that I don't want to get into. But please tell me what kind of car we messed around in so that I know that it's you."
Wow.
Sounds erotic.
What a douche.
Right?
He's married. He's cheating on his
just
wife.
Just go be gay. Go be gay.
Thank you. Come out of the closet
Live your
already.
Real life. Live your life.
Right? Not your fantasy life.
God, it's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Did you see any of the plows out yesterday? They were all over the place, of course, with the snow and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But I saw one in our neighborhood of Franklin, Wisconsin, and he had what looked like a liquid coming out of the back of his truck. It was like a red or a purple, like, liquid.
Okay.
And I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
And I was curious enough, and I have enough time, that I decided to follow the guy.
Was it blood or... I had enough time. I'm shocked, Riggs. Was it blood or was it a windshield wiper fluid?
It was neither. So I stopped. The guy was at a stop sign, and I pulled up next to him, and I flagged him down because he was coming back into my neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And I just saw him with the window down, and I said, "Hey, man." And he goes, "What's up?" And I go, "What is that coming out of the back of your truck?" And he goes, "It's beet juice and salt brine."
Huh?
And I was like... is that work on the road? And he went, yeah. He goes, I went, all right, I'll let you go. And he was like, all right, see you later. That was it. I thought he was joking. I looked it up. He wasn't.
He's not. Fox 6 just did a story on this yesterday or the day before because nobody can find salt.
Yeah.
And I was watching it in the studio, and they were saying all the things you can replace in for salt in order to melt ice, and beet juice was one of them. Now, I'm not trying this, but that's... So wait, even the plow guys can't get salt?
Well, they have some salt, but he was what the beet juice does is it puts like a layer down, so you don't have to use as much salt.
Oh,
is what I found out in my research, because I was like, beet juice, is this guy pulling my leg? He just wants me to shut up and leave him alone,
right?
Because I could see a plow driver doing that. Ah, beet juice and tomatoes, whatever, buddy, buzz off. But no, it's legit, and they also use cheese brine in Wisconsin. They use cheese brine, which works as like a it won't melt, is what it is.
Question though. Who loads up the beet juice and the brine? Does it come through like a hose and you just load it in there?
It's or is it just a big ass hose?
Bottle by bottle?
That sound weird.
He doesn't know the answer to that. I'm asking him how a plow works, dude.
I'm just going to agree with anything you say right now.
Griggs is like, yeah, they just pour
after
it in
that.
There.
Yeah, totally.
But they were saying other things you can use, like if you have a slippery sidewalk and just like a little small area and you don't have any ice, you can use coffee grounds. You don't have any
ice.
You don't have any salt.
Coffee ground thing, too.
Coffee grounds work really well.
Really?
71037 if you want to text.
It'll add some traction if you're trying to walk up. I just started using solar salt yesterday. Mm-hmm. I found a bag of solar salt, which is the salt that you would use in like a water softener.
That's what they sold me at Quick Trip the other day. That was the only place I could find salt, and it was water softener salt, and it worked.
It works awesome.
Yeah, it worked.
Oh. It worked amazingly. I cleared my driveway this morning. I threw some down, and it was already melting within like 20 minutes.
Really?
As cold as it was this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. What? But I was able to find a whole crap ton of salt because I found out a lot of these companies.
Where did you find it?
It was at the Ace Hardware in Franklin over at Harry's. Uh-huh. Harry's always has it, so... but they order in like
Harry's
one.
Harry's like, damn it, Riggs, don't say that.
Come on,
here.
Man.
Like, Harry's always has it 3 p.m. today. Harry's like, no! Oh, damn salt. Get the hell out of here.
The guy on the radio
screw
said
you,
we.
Riggs. Oh, my God.
Because a lot of these places, they order one big supply of it at the beginning of the season and hoping it'll last them till the end of the, you know, to the end of March. But
dude.
Some companies, Harry's is making like daily orders, is what they said. Because I talked to him yesterday. I said, no shortage here. And they went, nope, we ordered a pallet this morning. Guy came in with a big truck.
They told me at Speedway they're on back order. And I'm like, so how does Harry, who's Harry sleeping
Dude,
with is what I
exactly.
want to know.
You know why?
Because how's Harry getting it?
You're dealing with Quick Trip, who's a big corporation. Harry's got the plug. It's Harry one-on-one. He's got his guy, no middleman. He gets
Harry
a good price.
Harry has a stash in his shed, let's be real. And he's been bringing it in. He's been saving it. It's all the leftover salt for years. He's like, finally, my day has come to sell all the salt that I didn't sell.
He tells his wife, just you wait, there's going to be a long winter, and we're going to get rid of all that salt.
You're
She's
damn
like,
right.
Harry, why do we have a whole bunker of salt?
And he's like, I'm going to be a genius. I'll be on the news and everything. Just watch.
There's tons of ways that you can melt the ice if you're trying to clear out and dig out today. There's other ways you can use other salt methods. You can find it on the internet. I'm going to put up a blog about it today.
Are you good? Because I found out yesterday we were out of salt, and I could not find salt anywhere, so I need all the help I can get.
Salt alternatives. I'm going to do a blog about it today at 1037. KissFM.com.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037KissFM.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Found out yesterday that my snowblower was leaking oil all over my driveway.
Oh.
That's disgusting.
That sucks.
But?
Silver lining?
Silver lining. I learned how to change the oil on a snowblower. Hashtag adulting win.
Is it much different from changing the oil in a car?
Not at all.
I was going to say.
Nope.
It's got a tube. You check it.
There's a plug. You drain the old stuff. You plug it back up. You put in the new stuff. You move on with your life.
Easy enough.
Very easy. You got a hell to the no? 799-1037. Or you can always text us 71037. What's your hell to the no?
Dude, okay. I have a neighbor war developing and I am angry.
Oh, God.
My neighbor.
Suburbia.
I take out my neighbor. I live in a duplex. Our doors are right next to each other, okay?
Yeah.
I take out my neighbor's trash every week. I take out her recycling every other week. I shovel all of her snow. Mm-hmm. I've done countless, hey, can you help me with this, projects for her. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, I get home from work and I see that she did some shoveling. And I was very happy at first until I saw that she shoveled her porch and half of the steps on her side and took that snow and put it on my side of the porch. More snow.
And on your steps?
On my steps and my porch. Instead of, you know, doing both sides and being a team player and helping out me like I help out her. No,
Are you going to continue to help her? Have you learned your lesson on...
Oh.
People are doing what you let them do right now. Dude, and she's playing you.
The trash cans that I put out Monday night are still sitting out and will sit out until she goes and puts them back.
If someone's trash cans were out there, I'd be like, go get your own damn trash cans. Like, I mean, you can walk outside and get a trash can.
It was even to the point where I didn't salt well enough the driveway for her last week. And she comes out and goes, could you throw more salt down? I don't feel safe. And
if
I
went buy more
is
salt.
Is this in your lease that you're required to do all these things?
It's in our lease that we're required.
So that's why she's bossing you around.
Snow cleanup, not her trash or anything.
Well, I'm saying put more salt would be snow cleanup, but still.
Get your own damn salt, buy the salt.
Wait a second. It's all coming together. Riggs, are you picking any of this up?
I think so.
He's in charge of snow cleanup. She was pissed. She shoveled it all onto his side. It's all catching up with me right now.
I didn't even have a chance to get to hers because I was
right. I get that. I get that, but you're in charge of it, so she's thinking, screw this guy. I'm going to shovel it on. Don't you think?
Yes, but two wrongs don't make a right.
Obviously.
I'm just like, come on. What the hell, man?
I was like, why would she do that?
Right? 799-1037, or you can always send us a text to 71037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Do you have a hell to the gnaw?
Yes, I do.
What happened?
When your whole neighborhood gets a parking ticket for a non-existent snow emergency.
Huh?
I'm confused. Can you explain that a little?
Please elaborate, ma'am.
Long story short.
Yes.
I woke up yesterday very happy on my snow day to find out that I had a parking citation. I called the police department, asked them why I had one because I was parked on the correct side of the street and everything.
Yep.
They told me that there was a snow emergency.
Oh, and you couldn't park anywhere.
Nope. And that the news station dropped the ball on telling the general public that there was a snow emergency.
Oh!
Okay. Wait. Let me get this straight. They told you it was the news people's fault that you didn't know there was a snow emergency?
Yep.
Last time I checked.
They told...
Okay.
All of the news stations, and that they dropped the ball on it. So now they can't delete it from their system, so I have to go to court next week to get it erased.
I don't know who told you that. What city is this?
Yeah.
I'd love to know the city.
Maguanago.
They said you can fight that, though, right? Because you have them on tape saying straight up.
Well, I'm sorry the local news didn't want to report the city, the emergency in Maguanago when everybody's having one.
Right?
What the hell? Everyone's in a state of emergency. Hello? Talk about trying to pass the ball.
That's a hell to the no, for sure.
That was them full of it, boy.
Absolutely.
Please update us on...
it's the news people's fault you got a ticket.
Of course.
Call us back in a couple days or whenever you get that settled. I want to know how this wraps up, please.
Now.
Seriously.
For another hell to the no. All right?
Oh, she's out on the line.
Okay, thank you for calling.
We got Anna on the line, though.
Anna, what's your hell to the no?
Hi there. I woke up this morning at 3:30 to go pick up my dad from work, let my dogs out like my normal routine. They start going off when I'm like maybe a half a foot away from the door. So, okay, it's not that cold. Let them in. Go to walk out my front door, and there's a coyote in my front yard.
A coyote?
Oh, my God.
Damn.
A coyote in my front yard.
You don't have little dogs, do you?
I do. I have little dogs and one pit bull. So my pit bull was barking, which she doesn't bark. She's quiet. And I'm like, uh-oh, something's not right. I let him in, and then one of my dogs is at my front door barking. Great, is somebody trying to break into my house? Because I live in Racine. So I go, I look out the window, and there's this coyote that is double the size of my pit bull in my front yard.
Oh, my God.
You know how to get rid of coyotes?
I turn the alarm on my truck on.
That works too, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
I say, my grandma always said, if you bang two pots together outside, they'll go away.
Yep.
I don't know.
The more you know.
You bang two pots together, they'll run away.
I think if you bang two pots together, anybody will go away.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it matters.
That also keeps humans off of your yard.
Exactly.
799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. We got one more. Do you have a hell to the no?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
So when your landlord is in charge of snow cleanup, but you still have to shovel out your parking lot to get out of there for work today.
Is this Kevin's neighbor? You're trying to get to work and you're pissed.
Where's your landlord at, by the way?
My landlord?
No, her landlord. Isn't her landlord supposed to be out there clearing your driveway, right?
Come on, man.
Right?
At work like Gibbons. That was my whole point.
That sucks. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening this morning.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great walks into the studio with one win, zero losses so far for season 7. It's the final season of Gibbons the Great, what we've been told, unless executives renew it. Gibbons the Great, he thinks of, you think of someone famous, he can guess who you're thinking of using only yes and no questions. Come on in the studio, dude!
Hey, me up in here, me out in there, what's been going on over here?
Look, we got our friend on the phone here. I'm sorry, what was your name one more time?
Ben.
Ben is going to try to stump you this morning, Gibbons the Great. Ben, you ready to roll?
Yep.
Gibbons the Great, you ready?
I was born ready.
Good, then let's go.
All right, the Ben, questions. Is this a man?
Yes.
Does you thinking of somebody who owns a car?
Probably.
Might this be somebody whose age is more than 40 years?
Yes, I do believe so.
You got a white person on your mind?
Yes.
Could you be thinking of someone who's mostly in comedies?
Yes.
On your brain, is there someone who appears in every episode of a TV series?
Yes.
Could this TV series maybe take place in New York?
No.
Is this somebody from the show The Office?
No.
Does this person on your mind really exist?
No.
Maybe you got an animated figure on your brain?
Nope.
Has the person on your mind ever been divorced before?
Yes.
Could this be somebody who works for the government?
Yes.
Maybe you got someone on your mind who does some woodworking as a hobby.
Yep.
me got it here. Let me clear up my crystal ball. You've been thinking of Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation.
Yep.
You nailed it. Yep.
That's right. Nick Offerman. Have you seen the commercials with him and his wife, Megan Mullally?
Them funny.
With I have.
Talking about slinging.
His real life wife is Megan Mullally?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. They're really married in the sling commercials? That's her husband?
Yeah. Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally.
I would never have known they were actually married, though. I thought they were both just two actors. That's funny.
Yeah. Gibbons the Great, he was thinking of Ron Swanson. Thanks for playing. Ben, thanks for playing this morning, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
You think you can stump Gibbons the Great? We play every morning around 8:20 on 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I have never laughed so hard at how dumb these people are. I mean, this one takes the cake for reality shows because have you seen Seeking Sister Wife?
Yes.
I'm obsessed. It's only the second season, and let me tell you something that worried me.
No, but I'm fascinated. Please tell me.
They had one season where they had three couples who already were living in sister-wife relationships. There were at least two wives, and they wanted to add one.
Okay.
And they have kids.
Sister-wives are essentially, it's like polygamy, right?
It is polygamy. That's 100% what it is.
Okay.
There is one couple where they were looking for a sister-wife for the first time. And they're courting this woman. And then the husband slept with the woman on the date. And then the woman, it was a mess.
Polygamy means one guy can marry multiple women, right?
But,
if your religion or whatever the hell. This is where I'm going with this, actually. These people are so crazy. I'm watching the interviews with the couple as they're looking for a new woman to join their family for the husband to sleep with, essentially, and have kids with.
Is this like a job interview, essentially?
Essentially. Like, the women are interviewing the wife.
Oh, that's creepy as hell.
The man's going on separate dates. The wife is looking at texts between the two going, this is inappropriate. You're married, even though they're looking for another wife.
What the hell?
Okay, so I wrote down some of my favorite moments from the show that were so unbelievable because I'm obsessed with the show.
And again, this is what, Seeking Sister Wives? On what
TLC,
channel?
TLC, I think.
Oh, the Ludacris channel. Perfect.
Love TLC.
I know.
So, I thought you guys would get a kick out of this. There is this one scene where they're talking to the couples. And the sister, the woman, the wife is saying to the camera, you know, we were reading the Bible one day and it just spoke to me. It said that we needed polygamy in our lives. And I'm dying because the wife is saying this and the husband's in the shot of the interview and the husband's just cheesing.
Of course he is. And I'm laughing
so hard because I'm like, literally this woman's like, the Bible spoke to me and told me my husband needs another woman to sleep with. Like, that's essentially what she's saying. And the husband's like, yep, spoke to us great.
I'm watching
this dying. I'm like, how do these women not watch us back and see how dumb they are? And so...
They believe it. They're in their own world. They believe it.
The Bible told me my husband needs another wife? What the hell are you talking about? And the husband's like, yeah, dude. Yeah,
apparently,
dude.
I gotta start reading this Bible. Apparently, this is a good book. I don't know what's going on with this.
This was the best part. This was the funniest part of the show. That after she said all this, the husband, you know, comes on and he's like, I was just pleasantly surprised we were all on the same page. It's like insanity. I'm like, this is the best show ever. Like, these women are saying, I want a sister wife so I have a companionship with a woman because I guess
is it like a lighthearted version of The Handmaid's Tale?
No, because The Handmaid's Tale is nothing like polygamy. In polygamy, you actually get to like keep your children. In The Handmaid's Tale, she has to give them away.
That's right, yeah.
But no, it's okay. So
I was trying
funny.
To liken it to something.
I'm just telling
you, can't.
There's nothing better than a reality show where the wife's going, the God told me my husband needs another wife. And the husband's going, yep, sure.
You're damn right.
You know what, God spoke to me too, man.
And every man listening is going, polygamy, huh? Let me Google this and see if I can get my wife on board.
Well, and the women are miserable. That's the worst part. They're on TV going, this spoke to me. I'm supposed to do this lifestyle. And then they're crying because he's sending a sister wife a dirty text. I mean, it's like, you're not happy. Who are you kidding that this is what you're supposed to be doing? You're miserable and jealous, and you've just given your husband to somebody. Why are you married?
One final question.
Go ahead, Gibbons.
This woman said the Bible told her they needed more sister wives, right?
Well, that they should do polygamy. Yeah.
Do you happen to have the Bible verse readily available so I can let my girlfriend know? We can figure out, hey, we need to bring something else in here.
See what I mean?
What is that? In the Colossians 3:15.
Colossians 3:15. Just go watch it. So you can see her going, the Bible spoke to me, and the husband's like, yeah.
You sold it to me. I'm going to go watch this when I get home.
Seeking sister wives on TLC. Fascinating, right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Riggs, again?
Yep, again.
Every day, at least once, this guy just starts eating right before we go on the air.
That's my rule.
Man.
I'm gonna eat right before I talk. Mm-hmm. But now I'm going to finish chewing.
Well for you.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to finish chewing
we'll
now.
Wait.
Yeah, we're going to wait while I chew.
Okay, good.
This was me. He'd be rolling his eyes right now. Like, jeez, really, Allie?
Louise.
Who's rolling
their
eyes?
You know you would. Who? If I was sitting here chewing on the air, like, hold on a second, guys.
Yep.
Son of a biscuit monkey flipper Riggs. Damn it.
Hold on. Let me take a drink now.
This
I'm going to wash
guy.
This down. What? I'm being real right now. You want me to be real with you or not?
No, I want you to eat your food before you go on the air.
Yeah, we want you to eat before we go on the air. That's right.
Come on,
real or professional. You can only have one at a time. You get one at a time.
When you put it like that, you kind of won me back over.
You can catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Listen to the whole show without commercials or music if you like. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie?
I learned about Gibbons.
Yeah, what did we learn about Gibbons today?
Well, I don't know if I really want to go here. It was pretty awkward. He got mad because I didn't get mad with him about a woman, a stay-at-home mom shoveling and her husband not doing it.
All right.
And I said lots of women shovel nowadays, including myself, and I don't feel sorry for myself when nobody's helping me.
Right.
If we want to be women and equal, we got to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think Gibbons didn't like that I wasn't as pissed as he was. Let's be real.
The guy was a piece of garbage, and that's where Gibbons was trying to go with
it. Female empowerment. Go, girls.
There you go.
Yes.
I learned something from Allie this morning. I learned about a show that I should be watching about sister wives. What was it called?
Seeking Sister Wives.
Seeking Sister Wives on TLC.
Seeking Sister Wife.
Oh.
A one?
Well, yeah, they're not adding four at once. I mean, they add one at a time.
They'll add one, and then they'll add another.
It should be a group interview, like a casting couch.
You don't court seven women at once and then marry them all at once. You court one at a time. Actually,
sure.
Let me just break it down. You court one at a time. When you get bored with that one, you then say, God told us we need another spouse, and you add another one. When you get bored with that one, you go, God told us we need another spouse. When you get bored with that one.
So you're saying that polygamy is like a hot bath. You want to go in just a little bit at a time. You know, you don't want to just jump in right away. Pretty much.
People who aren't happy but don't want to get divorced. That's what I'm saying.
Right. You got to ease into polygamy pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbons, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned on the show this morning about the salt alternatives. If you don't have salt, things you can use in place of salt to melt the ice. And I learned of the secret solution that plow trucks shoot out the back of their trucks to melt the ice, and that is
beet juice and salt brine. Yes,
what
both
the
of them.
Hell?
Yeah. And I put a full list of eight other alternatives. Eight natural alternatives you can use that are not salt that you can use to melt the snow and the ice.
Had there been salt, they would have used it, though. You only saw the guy using the beet juice because of the no salt, right?
No, they use it also. They use it in addition to.
No matter what?
Not no matter what. They use it in special circumstances. So it wasn't that they were out of salt. They just used it because it was colder.
Oh my God, I have so many questions for you now.
Oh, yeah.
So what did the guy say? Oh my God.
I had like a 30-second conversation with the guy.
That's funny because you know very much. You knew they had plenty of salt.
Check out the blog. I put it up right now, 1037kissfm.com. You'll find out all about it.
He's educated himself on the salt game, dog.
I've educated myself. I want to keep the environment safe.
Yes.
Cheese is one of them.
What?
Promise, yeah.
Really?
1037kissfm.com. Mm. Yeah, check it out.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. KissFM.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.